Even in the cold winter days, it's never too early to start planning your garden. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Teason, horticulture agent for the Postdoc District of K-State Research and Extension. To get the planning started, look through a few seed catalogs. They often start arriving in January, or you can go to the company's website to browse their many options. Plan ahead to order seeds and get transplants started indoors to have them ready for when planting season arrives. The first step to a successful garden is choosing recommended plant varieties that have performed well for you last year, or plants that have proven themselves across the state of Kansas. Talk to your neighbors, friends, and local garden center to see what varieties have worked well for them. Obtain quality seeds from a reputable source. If using saved seeds, remember that they may remain viable for a few years, but the germination rate will decrease with age. Once you have your seeds, you need to determine the date to plant, based on the target outdoor transplanting date and the number of weeks needed to grow the plant to a transplanting size. This is simple, but it may be helpful to write the dates on a calendar. Choose your transplant date and then count back the number of weeks necessary to grow your transplant. For example, cabbage, broccoli, or cauliflower are usually transplanted into the garden in late March or early April. It takes 8 weeks from seeding to transplant size. Therefore, plants should be seeded in early February. Once seedlings emerge, provide them with adequate light. Natural light from a window is likely not sufficient. Fluorescent lighting may be needed, and the seedlings should be kept at a temperature between 55 to 70 degrees to prevent them from growing too tall or spindly. Brushing your hand gently over the plants each day will stimulate a light breeze and help encourage the plants to grow stockier stems that will perform better after transplanting into the garden. Plants will need some time to adjust to the outdoor conditions before they are transplanted. This process is called hardening and should begin 2 weeks before you intend to transplant the seedlings. By gradually exposing them to the outdoor conditions over time, the plants will be less likely to suffer from transplant shock. So start dreaming and planning your garden now to have beautiful plants this spring and summer. This has been Cassie Teason, K-State Research and Extension, Postdoc District. Have a great day!